Texans commemorate a special event in their history on the 2nd of March. It is the date on which they became an independent republic before joining the United States. For a short period of time, Texas was a country in its own right. Previously, it had been part of Mexico, which was a relatively new nation. Mexico separated from Spain in 1821 and included the large state of Texas. It was a sparsely populated region, far from the capital, Mexico City. The Mexican government encouraged people to move there to develop the area. Stephen F. Austin brought around 10,000 Anglo-American settlers to Texas, more than tripling the population. Many of the colonists were armed men who did not like paying taxes, did not speak Spanish, and did not observe Mexican customs. When newly elected President Antonio López de Santa Anna centralized the government, it caused tension with the Texans. Civil war broke out in 1835, and many battles were fought, the most famous of which was at the Alamo Mission. The revolutionaries won the final battle at San Jacinto, and Texas officially became a republic on the 2nd of March, 1936. It did not remain independent for long, however, as it was annexed to the U.S. 9 years later as the 28th state. Texas Independence Day is now an official state holiday, with public and private celebrations, and the Texas Lone Star flag is seen everywhere. However, there is a long-running debate over whether this day is cause for celebration at all. When Texas declared independence, it reinstituted slavery. Annexation to the U.S. also triggered the U.S.-Mexican War, which, besides loss of life, led to the loss of much of Mexico's northern territories. Institutions like the Texas State Historical Society are trying to create awareness of all the issues, encouraging a broader interpretation of this important period of the state's history.